With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump's return to the White House offers a powerful recommitment to the alliance between Israel and the United States.
The one from Prime Minister Netanyahu was personal. It was addressed to Donald and Melania Trump. And that's just a measure of this very strong relationship that has been built up over many years. And it's interesting that his statement begins with this phrase, history's greatest political comeback. But all eyes are now are on this period where President Biden is a lame duck president. And many are asking here, just what will Prime Minister Netanyahu do next?
Some of the biggest swings for President Trump in this election were in blue states, including New York and New Jersey. New Jersey moved 11 points in Trump's favor since 2020, with five counties flipping from blue to red, while New York also shifted 11 points in his favor. The largest shifts happened in counties with large Latino populations. In New York, Trump performed 21 points better in Queens, 22 points in the Bronx. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump and Republican victories in the 2024 election gave stocks a big post-election boost.
The stock market soared to more record highs as investors made bets on what Donald Trump's return to the White House will mean for the economy. Bitcoin also reached a record high. The S&P 500 jumped 2.5% Wednesday, its best day in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,508 points. It's about 3.6%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 3%. Banks stocks led the gains as investors expected Trump's policies will lead to stronger economic growth and less regulation. JP Morgan Chase surged 11.5%. Treasury yields ran higher in the bond market. That reflected expectations of stronger growth, more borrowing by the government, and possibly worsening inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is SRN News. A satanic display in a French city.
Christians in Toulouse are expressing dismay that local officials financed a so-called street opera dubbed the Guardian of the Temple, complete with gigantic satanic statues bearing the mark of the beast. Other images included burning churches and figures wearing goats' heads. France is officially a secular society, and Christians working for the government cannot even wear a cross on a necklace. Critics point out that Satanism is a religion as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A global gay rights group is boycotting Israel. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association says it will not consider Tel Aviv as a site for its 2026 conference because of the war in Gaza. The organization's also suspended its Israeli chapter. International outcry against Israel is growing despite the fact that the war was triggered by Hamas's unprecedented terror attack on the Jewish state. This is SRN News. It appears the winner will be certified by the loser.
Under the Constitution, it's the role of the Senate president, and that's the vice president, to declare the result of a White House election. In theory, that happens January 6th, but it didn't happen 4 years ago. Trump refused to accept defeats when then-Vice President Mike Pence was to certify Democrat Joe Biden's win. Pence certified the win a day later. In 2000, after a grueling Florida recount battle, Al Gore conceded the presidency. And in January, as vice president, he certified George W. Bush's win. I'm Julie Walker.
The world's first wooden satellite has been launched into space. The palm-sized satellite, which was built by Japanese researchers, will be flown to the International Space Station and later released into orbit about 250 miles above Earth. Hurricane Rafael has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 3 storm. More details at srnnews.com.